This is Richard Kinney. I'm going to share an exercise with you today that I've been doing for more than 20 years. And it's a very powerful exercise. I'm a very pragmatic person, and believe me, it works well. This is calling on the Archangel Michael to assist us in keeping our homes and property safe and filled with the light of Christ and essentially demon-free as possible. First thing you do is get clear in your mind the four corners of your property. So if it's like if you were looking at a blueprint, you'd be looking at each corner. If you live in an apartment, then it's the four corners of your apartment. We're going to ask that Archangel Michael will release his fire. It's a swirling navy blue fire. It has a lot of energy in it, and it swirls in a counterclockwise direction. You're going to see four pillars, and this exercise is called the Pillars of Fire. You're going to see four swirling pillars, one on each corner of your property, wherever that is, and it's going to go up higher than the highest point on your house by about 4 feet, and under the ground, including if you had a basement, it would go 4 feet under the basement. So the pillars go deep under the ground 4 feet and above the highest point of your property at least 4 feet. All right, so see those four pillars now. And Archangel Michael, we ask that you will help us with this. And Archangel Michael is the head of the military arm of God. He's the one who stood against Satan face to face. And he's a great friend to us. All right, so see each pillar swirling and going into the ground. The pillars are as big around as a large man giving you a hug or two telephone poles. So these are very substantial. All right. Now that you have the four pillars, we're going to connect them with a beautiful light. Some of you who have seen the Star Wars movies have seen the beautiful laser light that the Jedi's swords had. It's kind of a pinkish laser light. And you're going to see that connecting the four pillars. First, under the ground. The reason we go under the ground is because blood has been shed on the ground. Curses have been left in the ground. There's many places that, like where Native Americans have left curses, where there's been evil things have happened. So that's why we're going under the ground. We want to cleanse the ground as well. So connect the four pillars. Now connect the side walls of the four pillars. So you're going to have a box without a top. And just make an X to connect them. Okay, so as soon as you've got those four X's made, you'll have your empty box without a top. And now you say, demons, you have 3 seconds to leave. 1, 2, 3. This makes them extremely uncomfortable. And most of the times they'll be more than willing to leave when you get this far. It's just easier for us to have them go. Okay. Now, put another X on top of your box. So now you have a cube. And then on top of that, you're going to make what's a gable roof. That's two triangles and then a ridge line connecting them on top, sort of like an old-fashioned house or like a Monopoly house. And then we're going to ask Archangel Michael to release his fire. And this is going to be like you took 20 gallons of gasoline and doused all the floors of your house with the gasoline and then lit a match. So we just say, Archangel Michael, please release your fire. And just see the swirling blue fire just explode and fill every room, every place in the pillars, under the ground, over the top of the roof, completely surrounding your dwelling place. And if it's an apartment, you would go a few feet under the apartment ceiling. You go a few feet above it. See this fire filling this area. And that's called the pillars of fire. And I recommend this exercise to you as a way to clean your house and keep it bug free, so to speak.
And how about when you're traveling? Like you have to stay in a hotel room or someone else's
and
house.
If you, especially when you're traveling, if you go in a hotel room, lots of bad stuff has happened in hotel rooms. It's very good to do when you're traveling or if you're visiting with Aunt Matilda. It's particularly good to do for hotel rooms and stuff. Take it easy on your relatives. But probably they would like what happened. Okay, so that's the exercise. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you, Richard.